KKFT 99.1 FM Talk. All of Northern Nevada proudly being heard in Smith and Mason Valley and Yerington and Hawthorne and blah, blah, blah on 92.3 FM. We're pretty much taking over all of Northern Nevada and so happy to do it. Your calls, 884-9910, always welcome, except for right now. I'm being selfish. I have Adam Laxalt in with me, and I'm going to keep him all to myself. So that's how you feel about it. Monica at 991FM Talk, if you would like to ask a quick question through the email, I can go through it. But I got a lot of things to ask you about. Adam Laxalt, everybody.
All right. Thank you so much for having me on.
Appreciate you coming in. And let's talk about the Basque Fry coming up, because this is the fifth annual. I've loved going to this. It's a wonderful event. This is the fifth annual Basque Fry at Corley Ranch. Not only is it a beautiful location, you know, love going down to Corley Ranch in October and going through the pumpkin patch and the maze they usually have, but just being a part of something like this for Northern Nevada is really nice, to just go out and have fun and enjoy the day with like-minded people.
Absolutely. You know, we took the plunge 5 years ago, and, you know, obviously we had a highly competitive presidential going on in 2015, and you see that a lot of these other states were having these types of events that were drawing in presidential candidates, and so we decided we would try to do one, and obviously a Basque theme made sense with our heritage, and I called the candidates, and, you know, we were fortunate to get the six presidentials that first year, and it was truly a, if you build it, they will come. We had no idea if 100 people would show up or you know, 1,500 to 2,000. And we were so fortunate to have this just massive turnout, a couple thousand people, all the excitement. And you've been there. You're a great ambassador. It is such a beautiful venue.
Food was awesome.
when these speakers landed, mind you, these are presidential candidates. They're flying all over the country. They're doing a lot of events. And each one said, oh my gosh, what a spectacular venue. We had one of those beautiful Nevada blue skies, and it's the base of the Sierras out in Corley Ranch. For those of you that aren't familiar, it's the oldest working ranch in Nevada, and it was everything that we could hope for. You know, we wanted this outdoor theme. We wanted this old ranch and this great old barn that's kind of the center.
Ted Cruz knew to wear his cowboy boots. That was that was nice.
Yep. And I think most all of them tried to cowboy up a little bit. But it is. I wanted to create a grassroots event. And I think a lot of political events end up being, you know, pay your $3,000 to be one of 100 people in a room. And that leaves all the people that are the base of everything that we believe in, the energy of how we can try to save our state. And so I wanted an event that was actually for grassroots. That's why we've kept the ticket prices at $40, which requires me to raise a lot of money and get a lot of sponsors to be able to keep it at an affordable rate. But the whole point was, we didn't want this to be a stuffy, you know, closed room, traditional political event.
You do not wear a suit to this event.
Oh, yeah. You know, it's jeans and boots and
T-shirts and
tank tops. It is super casual, and you pecan punches and chorizo and Basque stew. And I just know that people that do political events, and these all of our guests that have come in the last 4 years, they all say, there is not a political event like this. It's actually a lot of fun. And like you said, it's great to be around like-minded folks.
You were mentioning the food. You didn't mention the fries that
Well, of course, the lamb fries are the centerpiece. And but yeah, we've got time to push those. We'll push those towards the end.
All right. And if you didn't know, Adam Laxalt is the president of Morning in Nevada PAC. Now, this is actually going to be the inaugural CPAC West with the American Conservative Union. What is this?
So for all of our fellow Nevadans, you know, hopefully many of you have heard of CPAC. It's held in D.C. every year. It's this big national conservative conference. And over the years now, they cover it every single day on national and local news.
I'm jealous. I look at it's like, oh, I wish I was there.
Yeah, I mean, and I've been fortunate enough to go, and it is just this phenomenal event. Well, I joined the board of the American Conservative Union a few years ago, and that's the PAC that hosts it. And so we had been kicking around this idea of, well, can we do this in the West somewhere? And I proposed that they could use my Basque Fry as a jumping off point, since we've got a built-in crowd, and then we could join forces and do CPAC West here. And this is sort of one of the first times I'm talking about this on a radio show or TV, just so you know, so you give me a chance to explain to everybody what the thinking is here. This is not a one-time deal. If we do this right, we are going to be the permanent home of CPAC West. This will go on for 5, 10, 15, 20 years. If we do this right, then this won't just be a Northern Nevada event. It's always going to be our event as the core. But the goal is to bring in conservatives from all of our western states. You know, no one out here is scared of driving, of course.
That poor state to the west of us that feels like they have no support for the Republicans. How you can be a Republican in California, I just don't know. But there are a lot of good people that are now running in the Sacramento area. There's somebody that is going to go up against Maxine Waters. There's going to be someone going up against Pelosi that are recognizable names. And it's like, boy, it's nice to be able to support people like that over there.
Look, I think that the importance of this event, and I encourage everybody to come, you can get your tickets at morninginnevadapac.com. You have the Basque Fry on Saturday, and you have CPAC West on Friday. Friday is going to be similar to the national CPAC. We're going to have people in from all over the country doing national panels on important issues. And one of the things we're going to highlight, a theme, is protecting Nevada and the American West from all of us turning into California.
Nice.
And it's such a theme that I think that will resonate with everybody. And, you know, unfortunately, in 2018, the people that follow this stuff every single day, they get it. They understand what we could turn into and what progressivism means and how bad it would be for our state and our country. But there are a lot of people that are busy and you know, they've got a bunch of kids in school and they don't pay attention to this stuff. And so, unfortunately, people are going to have to experience some of this liberalism and progressivism to understand how terrible it is for our economy and the values that we care about. And so the goal...
And you can go a step further and say not only liberalism and progressivism, but socialism, communism. Yeah, I mean, they're teaching now in California textbooks that are going all across this country that says capitalism is racist. So we have to start combating this. And I don't want to, you know, I knew you were coming in. I'm here in jeans and a T-shirt. I didn't want to get dressed up for you. And I don't want to get dressed up to go to even though I'm on the Republican Women of Northern Nevada PAC. Member of clubs, I got to dress up for those things. But when I'm being out there, I want to be a Nevadan and be in jeans and boots.
Amen, amen. Well, yeah. Look, the importance of this event is that I view this as bringing as many like-minded conservatives together in one place over 2 days, and we need to put our foot in on the ground here and draw the line that this is going to be the start of turning Nevada back red. Because we are bringing in all these resources and trying to expand the thinking about these issues, I'm hoping that this will really light a spark and give people a reason to be engaged. You were talking about it earlier on your show that people are upset. People don't know what's going on. I mean, if you watch the news for the last couple weeks, the whole country's on fire. I mean, it's a very desperate feeling. And people want to know, you know, how are we going to make the turn? How are we going to come out of this? Well, it's going to fall to my generation. You know, I'm the Iraq-Afghanistan generation, and we are going to have to stand up for those principles. Why capitalism? And more importantly,
you're our Dan Crenshaw.
Why our constitutional system and this great experiment that we created was unprecedented. And you're right. Unfortunately, the academics and the elites, they are all telling everyone these are horrible things, and they are stoking, I believe, you know, anger and aggression against our values. And in the end,
physical confrontation as well.
You know, whether it's all the anti-police activity,
Antifa,
it's something that it's very dangerous. And they're the ones that cut our population into a bunch of distinct groups, and they tell them how bad America is, and they try to, this is what they're doing to motivate them to vote for them, and they tell them they're the only ones that can fix their problems, and how do you think they think they can fix their problems? Government.
Free stuff, yes. We'll take
more government, yeah. and this elite group will somehow make things better, and so this is the fight we have to take on, yeah. And it's right here in Nevada. I mean, we are at the epicenter of this swing state, and which direction are we going to go?
Well, and we've seen for decades that the universities were taken over by this liberal mindset, this progressive mindset, and now it's gone past our high schools, and it's down into our elementary schools. We've seen that with things that the legislature wanted to pass with sex education, and we're hearing, you know, kids being pandered to in high school. You know, don't you want to go to college for free? Don't you want to not have this crippling debt? And it sways you. And it's those young minds that are soaking everything up. And that's why I love the Basque Fry, is because it's family. You don't just go as an adult. You bring the kids, too.
Absolutely. That's the whole goal. We obviously need to find ways to bring everyone into our party and give more people opportunities to hear why our values are the values that made this state great, made our country great. And, you know, we're going to have, I think the good and bad news is that the left is now giving us many opportunities to draw that contrast. Everything you see, whether it's the Squad, and frankly,
thank you for not naming them.
It's amazing that somehow the media is acting like they're the only progressives. I mean, let's not remember, Nancy Pelosi is an extreme progressive. Joe Biden is a very progressive Democrat, and they're casting him as the moderate, which, of course, I'm very suspicious of. They want to set him up for a general election that he's the great centrist. He's a liberal.
His mind is gone. They're just putting him out there as a name so they can get power, because he doesn't even know the locations of where the shootings just took place. He said Houston and Massachusetts the other day in an interview. It's his mind just isn't there for us. So, all right, well, stick around, because I want to talk more a little about the CPAC panel. And on Friday, I see the Basque Fry on Saturday and the cost, but do we get to go to the panel portion, too? That's what I want to know. I hope you do, too, because it's going to be interesting. 884-9910, but we'll be back with Adam Laxalt, president of the Morning in Nevada PAC. And we've got more coming up right after this on 99.1 FM Talk. 99.1 FM Talk, live and local talk for all of Northern Nevada. That includes Yerington, Hawthorne, Smith Valley, Mason Valley. Yep, we got it going on, 92.3 FM. So we're just keep buying up all these stations around the state, and we'll have everybody covered here soon enough. Monica at 991FMTalk.com. You want to shoot me a quick email. Very special guest today, Adam Laxalt, the president of the Morning in Nevada PAC. I guess there's no "the" in the beginning of that. It's just Morning in Nevada PAC.
You got it.
I'm going to get a nasty call from Anthony here, an email. You got the name wrong.
No, you're fine.
So let's go back and talk about the CPAC panel that's going to be happening on Friday night, the night before the Basque Fry, the fifth annual Basque Fry, by the way, because it is so popular. How is that going to work? Will people be able to attend?
So, yeah, you buried the lead, but Friday is free, just so everybody knows, and everybody that already bought Basque Fry tickets, we'll be updating everyone on Friday being free, because it's the first year,
nice.
So we've got some kinks going on here, as you can imagine. CPAC, I've seen the agenda that is, you know, continues to shuffle around, but we're going to have some great, exciting speakers that
anybody
are going to be coming.
Nobody
I can share today.
Yeah, you're killing me.
But we're going to have some great speakers that are well-known and that people are going to be excited about Friday. We've got more speakers on Saturday. We haven't actually talked about the Saturday speakers yet. We have the president's former communications director, Mrs. Slapp, mm-hmm. and she was in charge of Sarah Sanders and everything that was going on in the last few years. And she is awesome and is going to be great. We have Corey Lewandowski,
yes,
who is the ran the president's campaign and is you know, a pretty dull, low key guy.
Yeah,
doesn't
okay,
make
whatever.
Any news. No, he's going to be great. He's always got great fire, and certainly believes in the president, and is going to help rally us. And then we've got Matt Schlapp, who is these days he's on Fox News 10 times a day. He's the president and chairman of the American Conservative Union, and he's just been a stalwart. He's been so good at defending the administration, and it's obviously a time where we see unprecedented resistance against this president. And so, yeah. We have a really amazing speaker that I still can't announce. There are just so many hurdles, or I should say hoops, when you're announcing marquee speakers, but that will be any day now, and so. We have more speakers to come for the Basque Fry, and then.
Well, you are welcome to come and announce them anytime.
Well, we'll see. but certainly for CPAC West, the Friday will be all day long. It'll be 9 a.m. till the afternoon. And again, you know, apologize to everybody. It's taking a little time to actually get all the information out. We will start announcing the speakers in the coming days. And then, you know, the panels would become more concrete. But like I said, this is a first-time deal. They're excited. We're excited.
Where is it going to be held?
Oh, I apologize. That's
okay.
That's good data. It's going to be at the Grand Sierra Resort on Friday. And I think the goal in the long run is to not see these as two distinct events. Because the Basque Fry is sort of so cemented and is such a large event, for this year they're still seen as two separate events. We want to get to more of the way CPAC is, which is when you do CPAC, you're going for X days in a row and you're getting one ticket and you get all the content. And so we will move to that in the coming years. But for now, you know, the Basque Fry is our anchor. But yeah, do know
might have
that
to become a 2-day Basque Fry.
Yeah, exactly. Well, do know that all the people that have already bought the Basque Fry tickets, you're going to get notification that you have free entry into Friday. And there is Eventbrite on the Friday day. You can just sign up for free. If you can't afford the Basque Fry and you don't want to
so
go
easy.
To that, you could certainly go to the CPAC West as well. So, look, this event is, like I said, the event that I hope will give people some motivation and make people know that we can fight for this state and that we have a future where we can turn this state red. It's certainly something that I experience every day here living in Reno, everywhere I travel around, or if I fly down to Las Vegas and I run into people think, you know, they feel like that 2018 was so devastating that they need some motivation to know that we can fight for this state. We will fight for this state.
Is that why it's important to get involved now, to bring that passion back?
Absolutely. You know, you can't create grassroots energy in a week or 2 weeks or a month. And unfortunately, on the Republican side, that's kind of the way we have typically done it.
Yeah.
You know, your campaign, the ground part gets going in the fall of the election you're running in. And the party is doing a much better job. It started a lot earlier in building the ground game.
Mm-hmm.
And we certainly want to be part of the grassroots effort. And we have a lot of supporters already that have supported the Morning Nevada PAC and the Basque Fry. And so I certainly ask for you to come, morninginnevadapac.com, sign up, spread the word. This needs to be our event where we are going to tell the whole state that we are here to stay, we are here to fight for Nevada, and we hope that there will be a bunch of themes that come out of both Friday and Saturday that help show the contrast. That, you know, with progressivism, you're going to get X, Y, and Z, and with conservatism, you're going to get a much better result. And so we don't really have anything like this, you know. There really aren't any serious policy forums that we have that grassroots can attend. And so I'm really hoping that people get motivated and inspired after attending it. Of course, we're going to give everybody an opportunity to stay involved and find ways to fight back. I'll give you one example how this PAC has already been successful. You know, the Democrats, and unfortunately sometimes Republicans, know that when they get in Carson City, most Nevadans aren't paying attention to bills that are being proposed.
And if they just rush it through,
it's passed, and little did we know, we've got a new giant tax or whatever.
Or a continuing tax that was supposed to sunset.
I was going back to 2015. But yes, we have a new tax as well and that violates the Constitution. But sanctuary state. That was a bill that Democrats pushed, and it was going to sail right through. We were going to become one of these unbelievable sanctuary states, something that is, you know, very dangerous, and frankly, as former Attorney General, it's offensive to law enforcement. Once the PAC got engaged and we started spending money and alerting people outside of that bubble that this was imminent, it really got the word out, and that bill ended up getting scratched. And so we can still make a difference when we get engaged on certain issues.
I know you look at the clock as much as I do, because I've got to take a Fox News break here, because, well, we are the home of Fox News. Could I twist your arm to saying just a little bit longer?
I'll give you a few more minutes. Absolutely.
All right.
We're
all
here.
Right.
Thank you.
We'll be right back after this on KKFD 99.1 FM Talk. KKFT 99.1 FM Talk, indeed, Northern Nevada's talk station, and serving Yerington and Smith Valley on 92.3 FM. I twisted Adam Laxalt's arm just a little bit. He's got another appointment to get to, but I had a very important question. Adam Laxalt, if you didn't know, is the president of Morning in Nevada PAC, and it was such a disappointment. It was such a letdown, Adam, when you lost to Sisolak. And I think there was a feeling of Northern Nevada, and basically from that county line at Clark County up, because you see the red everywhere up here, that Clark County basically controls Nevada. How close was it, and can we get the entire state red and get people energized that what happens in Clark County does not have to define us?
It's a great question. You know, I think there's two ways to look at this. One, Clark County has an awful lot of Republicans. In fact, numerically, there's more Republicans in Clark County than the rest of the state.
Yeah.
And so we've got a lot of good Republicans, a lot of great conservatives down there. And, you know, we need to continue the message to continue to change hearts and minds in, you know, the population center. And I think we can do that. I think that, you know, our message in the end will prevail. Unfortunately, we may have to experience some of progressivism or leftism's negative consequences for our state before we start to gain that more nonpartisan and independent voter. But as to the rest of the state, you know, what was interesting about 18 was that on the Democrat side, they had a near presidential turnout. Mm-hmm. They had a very high turnout for off years. You're normally 50% of a presidential, and it was almost 100%. So think of that, of your listeners. They had a spectacular turnout. Well, our side did not turn out at 100% of a presidential, and so there's a lot of Republicans in Clark County that did not turn out, and in the rest of the state, we still have room to grow in registration and turnout, and it is just, it's the hardest thing to do, registering voters, and the ground game, as we say, you know, getting people to the polls is very hard. Democrats have all the built-in infrastructure with the Culinary Union, and they spent tens of millions of dollars with outside groups that were targeting their voters to turn them out.
Yeah, they bust people to the polls.
And we don't have anything like that. And so that's the reason to have hope, by the way. They had the most perfect ground game they could ever have, with more money than has ever been poured in this state, and things were still very close. We have to find a way to match that. We have to find a way to get people more engaged. And
well, we need our own Bloombergs and Steyers and, you know, all those people who poured in the millions of outside dollars.
Well, look, I think that it was a perfect storm in 18. You had a Senate race that all the outside liberal groups felt like was a winnable race, so they just poured all this money in. And so they can't pour the same amount of money into every single state. We just happened to be a state that they felt like was worth the investment. And so, you know, are we going to get $100 million to pour into our state? No,
probably
not. But I think that as I hear that concern across the rest of the state, all I can say to every person listening today is convert that into action. And I know that's hard. You know, we want to live nonpartisan lives. I have three little kids, you know, we're in school. And I mean, last thing you want to do is strike up a conversation maybe with the fellow parent and say, hey, are you a registered Republican? What do you believe in politics? But we're going to need to do some of that. We are going to need to find out who thinks like we do and are not registered, because let me tell you, there are tens of thousands of Nevadans that are not registered.
You just word it as, are you registered to vote? You know, you don't have to take off the Republican or Independent or Democrat. Just, are you registered to vote, and get out there? And I have been encouraging, and I hope you can take this back to the Morning in Nevada PAC and understand that the Republican women's groups are actually signing people up with the Secretary of State to become those, you know, little mini registrars out there and getting people registered. So I think it's going to be a hell of a 2020.
We have to dig in. Everything is on the line. Everything that we believe in and we love about this state is on the line. And yes, we will look exactly like California in 10 years if we do not take a hard stand and we don't fight for this state. I am there and I'm ready to fight for this state, but none of us can do this alone. We need people all across the state that are willing to engage.
And that's why we have Adam Laxalt, who is the president of Morning in Nevada PAC. The inaugural CPAC West is going to be happening on Friday, September 13th, and the fifth annual Basque Fry, where we can all get together and just have a great time with some great food, September 14th, 10 to 3 at Corley Ranch. And you can get your tickets online at Eventbrite, or you can log on to the PAC's website.
MorningInNevadaPAC.org.
It's that easy. Adam,
thank
Laxalt,
you.
Thank
Thanks,
you
everybody.
So much
Appreciate
for coming
it.
In.